We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. Have you heard about the string cheese up for trade?
What?
There's a guy in Canada, and he moved into a new home, new to him home. Okay. And there was a piece of string or a string cheese prepackaged left in the refrigerator.
Like you buy a store?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And so he likes to have fun. And so he trades things and, you know, will swap things, whatever. So he finds this piece, this string cheese, and he rents a billboard. So he's clearly got some money to, you know, play around with. He rents this billboard and it says for trade. One string cheese. Accepting trades for one string cheese, marble flavor. Still in original packaging. No low balls. I know what I have. And then he puts his number on there. He has gotten all kinds of feedback on this and people reaching out wanting to trade. He, you know, because he regularly trades online anyway. So, but it's usually like car parts or furniture. So I guess he thought, why not? Let's just have some fun with it. He said that he has been getting all kinds of trade offers on this string cheese.
What's the guy's name? Is it Angel, Kyle McDonald?
Angel Domingo.
Okay, not the same guy. I thought this was the one red paperclip guy.
Oh.
Do you remember him?
I do remember that.
So this guy created a website called One Red Paperclip. And he took, you know, those plastic covered paper clips. He took a red paper clip and his goal was to trade up and up and up and up and up until he got a house. In a course of a year, through 14 separate trades, he ultimately got a house.
Which is crazy to think about that.
Yeah. Of course, a lot of people got in on the gag. Just because literally they wanted to be a part of the process.
And I think that's what's going on with this. He says that it's got a few more weeks that he's going to keep it up on the billboard. But he said that the cheese stick, still in the packaging, still has months before it expires. So he's got time to
Well, good for him. And maybe this will become like a big deal. I love stuff like this because
it
doesn't
hurt
anybody. It's so random. Yeah. It doesn't hurt anybody. It's meaningless. It's just a lot of fun. Back to the red paperclip guy. Do you realize how long ago that was?
No.
I thought that was like 3 years ago. It was started in July of 2005.
2005?
Yeah. By July of 2006.
17 years ago.
He got a two-story farmhouse in Saskatchewan, Canada.
Wow.
So I'm not going to go through all 14 trades, but he traded the initial red paper clip for an ink pen shaped like a fish. Yeah.
We should do a trade. We could find the most random thing and then see what we can trade for it.
Well, and then it was more trades like that. But then at one point, it ended up, he traded... He got an afternoon with Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper got in on it because he just thought it was hilarious. And then Corbin Burnson, an actor, offered him a role in a movie. And then he traded the role in the movie for the farmhouse.
See, this wouldn't work for everybody.
No, this wouldn't work for you and I.
But I would think start we should off try
with
it.
Like, I would start off with like one red paper clip and like I would trade for a year and like this would consume me. Like it would be all I would do. And I would end up with like a box of paper clips.
Or maybe you could have the paper to put on the paper clips on or something. I mean, look, maybe. There's got to be, it would just be cool to see where it goes.
Should the morning show start with some random item?
Yes.
Should it be something we already have, like in one of our desk drawers or something?
Yes, yes, and yes. So, I've got some random things in my desk drawer.
But see, his point was he had an end game. He had a thing he wanted to get at the end.
Okay.
Now, I'm kind of with the cheese guy. I don't necessarily know that there's a thing I want. I just want to see what I can get.
Yeah.
So which is better to have an, you know, like I want a car?
Well, okay, no, I don't want to have an end game on it because then we'd be disappointed if we don't get to that.
Right.
So let's just see what we can get as we trade something.
All right, we'll come up with this will be by tomorrow morning we will announce some random thing that we're going to start trading.
And then we
can
just keep trading. You know, if we get that, then we just keep trading with it.
This is going to be like the longest and worst episode of Tradio ever. It really, really is.
Oh, come on. We're not doing Tradio.